It's the 20th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The epidemic of knife crime is among the subjects being addressed at a three-day Bedfordshire Youth Crime Convention. Rosine Taylor, the mother of 18-year-old stabbing victim Azan Callum, and also an advocate against youth violence, is scheduled to speak to Year 9 students. In 2018, her son was walking with his girlfriend in Luton's Hartsfield Road when a prior altercation with four anonymous males aged 20 and below resulted in his fatal outcome. Miss Taylor's goal is the prevention of further youth criminal activity in hopes that no parent or sibling would be forced to endure what she has experienced through loss. The event is being sponsored by the Police and Crime Commissioner, along with the Beds Police Violence and Exploitation Reduction Unit. A lightning strike around midnight 2 days ago had Spare Fire and Rescue battling a roof fire at a semi-detached two-storey house in Caddington near Luton. The blaze, which required the expertise of several local fire teams, was later extinguished. The head of Flitwick-based Grant Palmer Buses Limited, David Shelley, has warned that one or more bus companies could cease operations in the next 12 months. He says passenger numbers for his company have decreased 73% since 2019, while the price of diesel has increased by 150%. He also stated that fare increases would only worsen the situation due to members of the public already struggling with existing cost of living rises. Bedford Borough kicked off its Platinum Jubilee activities yesterday with a Jubilee Trail in Bedford Town Centre. Store windows contain 12 crowns that families can locate while shopping. The celebration, one of many, will mark the Queen's 70-year reign. The trial continues until the 9th of June. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.